Hey, are you a high achiever who struggles with perfectionism? Do you get stuck in the cycle of overthinking? Do you do everything for everyone else because you think otherwise it won't get done? Do you feel like you should come with a disclaimer? Hi, I'm anxious. Hey, I'm Katie. Full disclosure, I'm not a therapist, doctor, or mental health professional. I'm just a career mama who also struggles with anxiety. For me, anxiety reared its head at the most inconvenient times, when I wanted to be present with my family, at those high-pressure business meetings, when I was laying in bed awake at night worrying instead of sleeping. I just wanted to relax and be able to have fun, and I know that you do too. What if you found tools to manage your anxiety? What if you knew how to enjoy life even though you are anxious? Look, it's time to put down that third cup of coffee and swap it for some lemon water. We're going to get control over anxiety so it can stop controlling you. Let's go, girl. Sweet anxious high achiever, welcome to the Hi, I'm Anxious podcast. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. I have been thinking a lot about how I plan lately. I feel like that is a topic that I circle around to cyclically, I would say almost quarterly, as I review how I plan and if it's working for me in the season and how I change up how I'm planning. And I want to say that there is no perfect way to plan. And I know that as perfectionists, we might think that, okay, maybe no, there's no perfect way to plan, but there's a perfect way for me and I need to figure out what it is and I haven't hit the sweet spot. And we can spiral into unhelpful thoughts and behavior about how we plan and why we plan, etc. So I would encourage you not to let your mind go there, but instead to think about just planning as another tool in your anxiety toolbox or toolkit that can help you to enjoy your life to the extent possible despite your anxiety, and to plan in advance to kind of think about when you're triggered by anxiety most often, what triggers you, and how your planning can help you to avoid that so that you don't reach the point of the anxiety that's out of control, like panic, etc. So today I want to talk with you a little bit about planning and some things that are working for me in this season right now, and some things that I've tried in the past that have worked for me as well. So I mentioned earlier that I like to review how I plan pretty frequently. I find that I do much better with shorter range planning. That being said, I am working my way into being better at longer term planning and slowly being able to do that. But for me, I do better when I focus shorter term. For example, like a 12-week or quarterly segment, as opposed to planning out years and years in advance. And I think that that can kind of help reduce my anxiety too. Like, look, I don't have to know what's going to happen 6, 7, 8, 9 months from now, 3 years from now. I just am going to focus on what's happening now so that I'm not worrying so far into the future. You know, something else that I've found that has been really helpful is to pay attention to what specifically triggers my anxiety, and then thinking about that as I plan. Do I get anxious when I don't have meals prepared? And what can I do in my planning to prepare for that? Maybe lunchtime. Here's an example for me specifically. I struggle to actually take a lunch break, but I can typically find time to eat at my desk while I'm working. And I know that maybe isn't ideal, but it's the season of my life that I'm in right now. And so what can help me is planning ahead that I have a healthy meal available to me in my fridge, in my office. So then when it's time to eat, I can just grab it and eat it while I'm doing my work. Or my husband and I, he does most of our grocery shopping and meal planning for like family meals. And we've tried some different things to try to make that work out best for our family. For example, utilizing a shopping delivery service where we take the time to make our grocery list and our meal plan, but then have the groceries delivered so that we don't actually have to go to the grocery store. And we've experimented with day of the week that works best for us too. So think about what you can do to identify what might trigger anxiety for you. The examples I gave had to do with meal planning, meal prep for myself and family, and then how you can plan in advance for that. Something else that I think is important to do is just identify what works best for you in terms of a planner, and don't let this deter you from doing the actual planning. There's no perfect paper planner, there's no perfect digital planner, and some days you may be better off just simply using a pen and paper, one sheet per day or one sheet per week. I have found that especially when I get really overwhelmed, it's better for me to go back to the most basic of basic planning tools, and that is a legal pad and a pen of paper. And I'll sit down and I'll try to brain dump all the tasks that are in my head, prioritize the top three, and then work from there. So find a planning tool that works for you, and don't let finding your planning tool exacerbate your anxiety. Just do what's working for you, even if it's not maybe ideal in your head. For example, I have a friend who uses a paper planner religiously. It works really well for her. That is her system. I might prefer, for example, to utilize my Google Calendar because I pretty much have it with me wherever I go. I don't need to worry about dragging it back and forth, home and work, etc. So just think about what's going to work for you and do what works for you. Something else that I would encourage you to do when it comes to planning and anxiety is to really focus on breaking things down into the smallest task, steps, increments that you can. This is something that I really, really, really struggle with. And my coach, Nicole McLaren Campbell, offers one tip or strategy to deal with this that I'm learning to appreciate more and more, especially as a busy working mom with little kids, and that's to break things down into tasks that you can complete in 5 to 10 minutes and keep a list of them with you wherever you are. So when you run into those unexpected moments that you have to actually do your work, which can be a struggle at times, especially if you haven't planned well and you're not sticking to your plan, you can just jump right to the top of your list and go, oh, here's my first task, here's my second task, here's my third task. And I would encourage you to set aside time in your calendar each week to actually do this work. For me right now, Thursdays have been working well for me. I think that's because they tend to be days that aren't as heavy in terms of meeting commitments, so I can actually block out time to do the planning. And it also is a really nice way for me to go into Friday so I can get a whole bunch of work done that day if possible, and then feel more prepared and calm going into the next work week. So think about how you can break down what you have to do into the smallest pieces possible and be really intentional about that. And then the final thing that I want to encourage you with today is to embrace flexibility. And I think that this is something that anxious high achievers can be, we just don't do well with it. Let's be honest, ladies. Flexibility can be tough for us sometimes because we want things to go well. We want to control things. Or maybe there are times where we are too flexible with other people, and that causes us to lose flexibility for ourselves. So, for example, at work, if you're constantly giving in to the demands of other people, you're losing flexibility for yourself to do the work that you have prioritized for yourself that is also important. Or at home, if you're constantly giving in to the demands of what your family is placing on you and not also prioritizing yourself and building that into your schedule, then you're not going to get the time for yourself when you need it. You'll lose that flexibility. So I would encourage you to plan, but also plan to be flexible. Know that, you know, you might have to turn to plan B. Your best laid plans may not work out. So just think about embracing flexibility in your planning. So just to recap, sweet high achiever, as you plan, I want you to think about how you can plan with your anxiety in mind. Think about your triggers and plan in advance for what you can do to avoid those triggers or know that they're coming and be able to handle them better. Think about the best planning tool for you in the moment and don't be hard on yourself with it. Use it and use it consistently. then I want you to think about how you can break down your tasks into the smallest pieces possible to help eliminate that overwhelm and make it manageable. And then also, and ultimately, we want to just embrace flexibility wherever we can. Things are going to come up and you want to be able to be flexible. Maybe it's something fun like friends unexpectedly inviting you out for lunch. If you can build some flexibility into your plan, you'll be able to say yes to that invitation and no, it's not going to ruin your plans. You're going to get done what needs to get done and you'll probably really enjoy yourself too. That's all I have for you today, sweet friends. If you haven't yet joined our free Facebook group, please come join. The link to join is in the show notes. It's an incredible community of high-achieving women just like you. We come together to support and encourage one another. I'd love to see you there. Again, the link to join is in the show notes. Take care, and I can't wait to talk with you next week. Hey, friend. Thanks for being here. Did today's episode help you feel more in control of your anxiety? Did it inspire you to rest or relax? Or maybe it challenged you to really look at why anxiety is a part of your life. If so, I'd love to hear from you. If you would take 30 seconds, pause this episode, scroll down in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review, I would be so grateful. See you next week. Disclaimer, I am not a medical professional and this podcast is not providing therapy or medical treatment. Contents of the podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your healthcare provider with your health questions and concerns.